Hello and welcome to Cassian's podcast. Cassian being me, this being the second podcast in my lineup. I hope yet doubt that you've heard the first one, but I'd nonetheless like to welcome you back. Although I want to keep this a weekly thing, I really felt like talking a little today. So hey, you know, who'd have known? Two podcasts in 1 week. Lucky you. I also would like to note that this podcast is now available on iTunes, but I guess if there is anyone out there listening to this right now, you've most probably found it there anyways. So today was another school day. I luckily only had two classes and therefore had enough time to buy a ridiculously expensive school book for ancient civilization. The teachers say that these books will last us a lifetime, which I don't doubt at all, but I do question the fact that I'll be revising my history notes until the end of my life. So, I promised you a few stories in my podcast, so here's the first one that I will be reading to you. The air was crisp, and so was the road that lay ahead, father and son, this morning in the summer of 67. The Ford Falcon wagon with fine wood paneling stood packed from roof to trunk in the driveway of John Wagner's newly constructed bungalow. A freshly divorced father, he wanted to show his 11-year-old son, Marcel, that even without mommy, life would go on well with dad. So to celebrate, he had a father-son fishing trip planned for a few days. He even took the week off from work to really be able to show his son that he was worthy of being his father. The trip would take them from sleepy Qualicum Beach to the wild woods of Nanaimo by British Columbia's opening to the Pacific. They would sleep in tents and fish all their meals themselves, but just in case the bait is less than attractive to the fish, he brought a can of Spam and a bag of potatoes to feast on for him and his son. "Marcel, time to leave. Did you go to the washroom? I don't want to have to stop on the way," John said. "Yeah, Pa, don't worry. I'm not going to have to go," Marcel answered. Although Father John knew that a stop at a rest station would be inevitable, he wanted to make sure they would get there as soon as possible to not have to crack open that can of Spam too soon. They drove off, the sun peeking through the tall trees surrounding the winding roads. The six-hour drive would seem much shorter had John chosen to invest $100 in an optional 8-track player for his Falcon. Now they were stuck listening to the boring news show or weather report on the AM radio for the next few hours. Once they had arrived, there was some confusion as to where they should set up the tent because of strong bear warnings. These precautionary measures had been issued after several different bear families had been spotted in close proximity of the campgrounds. They set up the tents and hung the food on a tree with a long yellow rope that they had tied to one tree and thrown over another's branch to pull up the foods. There was even a picnic bench on their spot, so they immediately made themselves at home and packed the playing cards. Then came time to fish. The experience was a very memorable one, with crystal clear waters which had been perfect for spotting the approaching fish and getting ready to pull the moment a nibble was felt. Marcel laughed, and so did his father. Picture-perfect evening to celebrate father-sonism. They grilled the fish over the fire they had built in the pit. Having seasoned them for the actual cooking, the fish tasted delectable, with a lightly smoky hint from the wood they'd used. "Good night, son. Did you like today?" John asked in a tired yet loving voice. "Sure did, Dad. Thanks." John came back at around 7 and discovered his beloved son was missing. He searched alone until the sun had taken its final rays. He then drove to the nearest ranger station and informed them frantically that his son was nowhere to be found. The rangers comforted him and assured him that surely nothing had happened to him. "He'll be back by midnight, you'll see. You know, what these kids do is they show off by wandering through the woods at night and then tell their friends back at home about it," one ranger said. No, Marcel wouldn't do that, I assure you," John replied. "Don't worry about it, you'll see." I better go with him," another ranger commented. Yes, that'd be very helpful, please. Oh, God, I hope he's all right," John said with a terribly nervous voice. John left with the ranger and searched until the wee hours of the morning. At 7 a.m. the next morning, the bear horn was sound at the ranger's station. The shortwave networks were on full alert and all the rangers on duty. The bear family had been spotted in very near proximity of the Wagner's campsite. The rangers proceeded to question the surrounding campers for any information regarding a young boy wandering around last night. Three families informed the rangers that they had heard screaming from the woods. that evening before. The search immediately expanded to the whole local police force and all rangers searching every part of the deep forest they could. After a month of intensive searching, the manhunt was called off. Nothing had been found, and no one knew anything of Marcel's whereabouts. As John was driven home by the authorities after the search had been terminated, his watery eyes swept the landscape around the speeding car. An occasional river caught his eye, but in reality he wasn't looking at anything at all. Just remembering that first crisp morning.